time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, composter, horticulturalist, mom, gardener, musician, dancer, and Dr. Bug Lady. My guest today is the acclaimed Steve Maisley, who is passionate about organic growing, designing and installing edible landscapes, balcony farms, and drought-tolerant native and Mediterranean gardens. It's a special treat to have him on the Easy Organic Gardener, and if you would like to ask Steve or myself a question, here's the number to call, 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. And when you call in during this hour, you'll receive a free half pound of Good Bug Blend Flowering Beneficial Insect Habitat, known as the Arbico Organics Good Bug Blend. It's a beneficial insect habitat that will support your beneficials and attract colorful hummingbirds and butterflies. Don't let your lacewings and your other beneficial insects fly away. Provide them with a source of pollen and nectar year-round in order to feed and reproduce. Arbico's Good Bug Power Blend is a combination of yellow, red, crimson rose, and white clovers, grizzly alfalfa, white alyssum, nasturtium, white yarrow, carrot, dill, daikon, and celery seeds. And it's yours free when you call in to 855-660-4261 during this hour. Steve Maisley has been a San Francisco Bay Area organic gardener since 1985. In 2007, he restarted the student garden at the Stanford Community Farm, and he taught the local sustainable agriculture field practicum at Stanford University in 2007 and 2008. He designs, installs, and troubleshoots organic gardens in drought-tolerant California native and Mediterranean gardens in the Bay Area. And in 2009, he founded it Grow It Organically, a landscape design and installation company focused on organic gardens, edible landscaping, and transitioning from using chemicals to organic fertilizers and natural pest control. I like that. GrowItOrganically.com is a website with information on growing vegetables organically, composting, and using plant selection and spacing to attract beneficial insects for controlling garden pests. Steve is most passionate about creating habitat that attracts and sustains beneficial insects and using compost, my favorite, and the soil food web, which we're going to talk about, to feed plants, so chemical fertilizers and pesticides are not necessary. He's also excited about transferring organic gardening techniques to balcony farms and container gardens, and it's with great pleasure that I welcome Steve Maisley to the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Steve. How are you doing today?
Hi, Sherry. It's good to be with you.
I'll tell you, it is a great day here in Tucson. We had our first rain of the practically of the year, and it was a downpour with thunder and lightning, and we walked out this morning and everything just smells so beautiful, and something about that first rain of the year out here in the desert that just makes everybody happy and inspired and glad to be alive. So I'm so glad you're on the show with me today, and I'm just so proud of all the things that you're doing, and your website is beautiful. I spent some time on it, and if you would like to follow us on the website, it's growitorganically.com, grow-it-organically.com. So do have a peek at the website because it is chock full of great information. And all I can say is that, Steve, we are on the same page about gardening. So tell me something. How long have you been gardening, and what was it that inspired you? I mean, everybody has somebody that kind of inspired them. So what's your story?
Well, I started as a kid when I was 8 years old, and my grandfather asked me if I wanted to do a garden, and he just plowed a small field for me, and I didn't have any idea what I was doing, and they helped me plant, and I didn't even like vegetables. I wouldn't eat anything that wasn't yellow or orange. But I love growing them, and I've always loved plants and understood plants. I can kind of look at them and see what they need, and that's a gift that I use all the time now, and I enjoy it.
Thank heavens for grandparents who knew how to garden and inspired us. I had pretty much the same story. My grandmother, every year, she'd get out there with her hoe and her rake, and she'd make those furrows and plant away. And of course, as kids, we were recruited. We didn't realize we were being recruited. We thought we were, you know, just helping out. And I mean, we were, but I think she had a secondary purpose behind it because she needed a little help. So we were there, of course, and we'd help weed. And of course, we get to help pick, which is the best part of all.
Oh, and kids are so good at those little, at the, you know, weeding and all those tasks that adults hate.
it's really true, though, that, you know, everybody was in. I think that those of us who garden at some point, either our parents or, and certainly in my case, it was my grandparents. My parents, somehow they skipped the gardening thing. And,
yeah, they moved on.
And boy, I'll tell you, I'm so glad that I had that experience. And, you know, you have just had an amazing experience. For you to have gone to Stanford, which is an amazing institution, and have done what you've done, I mean, that is really something. How did you get involved with that? How did that all come about?
Well, I didn't attend Stanford. I attended the University of Michigan, but I worked at Stanford. And I had a plot at the Stanford Community Farm, and I was doing it as a demonstration garden with beneficial insect reservoirs and intercropping, and I was just trying to be able to show different organic gardening techniques. And then some students saw that, and they were agitating to get the sustainable agriculture class going again, and they recruited me to teach the class for the first couple of years there.
Wow, and that's quite an honor. I mean, they just don't pick anybody to do that. So
you know, it was a pleasure too. And Stanford students were a delight to work with. It gave me some inspiration for this next generation.
So let's get right down to some of the things that we're going to be talking about today. Let's just talk about the big topic, which is insect pests and gardening. I mean, everybody, this is the time of the year when the bugs are going crazy and people want to know, what can I do? And, you know, at Arbico Organics, certainly we have our solutions and whatnot, but I'm kind of interested in your approach to controlling garden insect pests.
Well, the first thing is to grow robust vegetables. You know, and that's feeding the soil to feed the plants, the organic gardener's mantra. You use really good, high-quality compost, and if you have strong, robust plants, they can fight off pests on their own. They're usually good at, they can produce chemical defenses to fight pests off, and they can fight pests off and produce a bumper crop. So that's the first approach, is to really grow very strong, robust plants. And then you have to plant for insects as well as humans. That's the other approach. So you want to plant, you want to have a lot of abundant tiny flowers going all the time, all from the earliest spring through the first frost, so that you have nectar sources and pollen sources for predator or parasitoid insects. And you want to have structural plants around the borders of your garden so that you've got reserves where they can get shelter from the heat and cold and wind. And also when you have little pockets of air, if you've got a lot of lacy foliage in a border bed, those little pockets of air are of stillness there. If it's windy, they can their chemical sensors can still operate. They can still find prey. So a lot of it is growing things for insects as well as humans. You want to plant for the insect eye, and insects like little tiny flowers, a lot of them.
It's tritrophic. You start with the soil first.
Mm-hmm.
As you said, you feed the plant, you feed the soil to feed the plant, and then the plant feeds us, or at least gives us beauty if it's just for flowers. Second, you plant the habitat, which we are big on habitats at Arbico Organics, and that's why we're giving that habitat away when we get a phone call today.
You have to be big on habitat. You're growing millions of insects.
That's right, and the habitat is so important. I think that's one of the most important components. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we're going to talk with Steve Naisley about a whole lot more things that have to do with beneficial insect habitats and how to take care of bugs in the garden. So give us a call at 855-660-4261, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
G Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 15th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.2410. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.6474, $8.3237 for a half ounce, or $4.1619 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.6474, $8.3237, and $4.1619.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed or your money back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest is the amazing Steve Maisley. And I just want to let everybody know that we are running an amazing sale on the web. And so if you go to www.arbico-organics.com and you go to top picks and you scroll down to what's on sale, we have a whole bunch of things on sale up to 33% off that you probably need right now. But one of the things that I love about Steve is that he has some great statements that he makes on his website. And One of them that I liked is he says, organic gardening is biologically based, not chemicals. So welcome back, Steve.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey,
I was just thinking I missed that point.
Well, you know what? Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Well, it's the after robust vegetables, you have to stop using chemicals. Because most of the parasitoid wasps, they're little gnat-sized wasps that control aphids, and they lay their eggs in caterpillars, and they control insect pests before they get out of hand. They're like the first line of defense in controlling insect pests. And you have to... if you're spraying any kind of chemicals, they're really, really sensitive to those. And even the inert carrier oils for a lot of the pesticides will kill off parasitoid wasps. So you have to basically stop using chemicals and then let the ecosystem restore itself and come back and start functioning again in your garden.
I mean, really, to back it up, what happens is when you use a synthetic pesticide, not only do you knock down the pest, which is a master breeder and way out reproduces the beneficial, you kill the beneficials, which is what you're saying, and it does take a very long time for the balance to come back. One of the other things that you say that I just love, you say organic gardening mimics and amplifies natural ecosystems, and I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, no, that's the best. It's an agroecosystem approach to growing food. So you're using natural systems, and you're actually enhancing those natural systems. You're enhancing the habitat for beneficial insects so that you increase their numbers.
That's the way it works. I mean, and in nature, that's the way it works. And of course, not everybody has the greatest soil. Not everybody has the perfect microclimate. And so we have challenges. And so one of the things that I know that is dear to your heart, of course, is composting. And, you know, we talk about compost all the time on the show, but I just would love to have your input on compost and why it's so important.
Well, compost is like a probiotic for the soil. It's like if you have really good compost, it's very diverse. It's full of beneficial bacteria and fungi. And the bacteria and fungi actually take up space that plant pathogens would otherwise take up, some of them are predatory, some of them prey on pathogens like verticillium wilts and things like that. There are actually predatory fungi that eat pathogenic fungi. So compost is like an infusion of biological diversity into your garden soil.
Well said, and I that's the most important thing, because I think people don't understand how important it is to have that probiotic. We always talk about the same for people, the same for plants. Plants need, they need the probiotics, if you will, in the soil to break down organic matter into humus. In our bodies, we need those same exact, we're talking the same probiotics in the soil as in us to break down our food so we can digest it too. And so it's so amazing how the cycle of life from the soil to us and back to the plants, and how we are so integrated and related to one another. Say, one of the things I want to know about is if our listeners are really wanting to do this and set up a habitat design, how do they do it? And I know you, how did you learn, first of all, and then how would you have them get started in setting up their beneficial insect habitat?
Well, I learned by spending, 10 to 50 hours a week in my garden for 15 years. So I live in California, so we have a year-round growing season. It slows down a lot in December and January, but the rest of the year I'm out there all the time, and I just was watching what was happening, and I noticed a lot of aphid mummies that have been parasitized on some broccoli plants and some kale plants, and it was always around yarrow. When I have yarrow growing in a border, those broccoli and kale plants had very few pests or very few living pests. I worked in the biology library at Stanford, and this was pre-internet, so I was able to, I'd just go up and spend my lunchtime, reading in the agronomy journals about studies on insect pests or entomology journals. So I was able to supplement, I could look at what was going on in the garden and then learn more about the scientific research behind it. But as far as setting up your own system, the main thing is to, think of old farms. They would have field margins, and then there'd be a patch in the middle of the fields where there were a lot of rocks or trees or something like that. So it was not these giant monocultures. And home gardeners don't have that issue anyway. But the idea is to have border reserves. I call them BIRBs, beneficial insect reservoir beds.
I love it.
Yeah, and so you have one like a long strip along one side of the garden. If you've got a flower border, you can just integrate some beneficial insect plants into the flower border, and you can make them look really good too. It doesn't have to be some kind of scraggly thing. It's the spatial arrangement of the plants. It's not just the choice of plants. It's where you put them too. So you have one reserve on one side, and then on the other side of the garden, you have a smaller reserve. And then in the middle, you can have little islands or patches of the same kinds of things flowering. And what happens is the insects go from the larger reserve to the smaller reserve to the little reserves in the middle, and they pass through your vegetables as they go through. And as they pass through, they lay their eggs in insect pests, or they carry them off to their nests or whatever. So you have this system where you have the insects moving from one side of the garden to the other. And one of the things you can do if you don't want to plant a lot of little reserves in the center of the garden, you can just put coriander and dill and some of these other plants, some Asian greens like tatsois, pak choys, and things in pots. And I do this quite often where I've just got a pot of this stuff, and I let it bolt, let it flower, and then I can move it to trouble spots in the garden. So if I've got an area where I'm having some kind of infestation, I just move this nectar and pollen source to that area, and then the insects on the perimeter of the garden will move toward those too, and then they'll find they'll deal with my trouble spot.
Not only does it do all of that, which is amazing, it looks beautiful, and depending on what you're growing, you can eat it too. So I just think it's a great way to decorate the garden with a hidden intention. And you know, we love to think of gardens as a place of a sanctuary, a place of beauty, a place that it's not just about going out there and picking your veggies or whatever, but it's a place that's absolutely gorgeous. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking some more about beneficial insects and habitats. We're going to talk about some container gardening as well. So give us a call for your free bag of beneficial insect habitat, our Good Bug Blend, at 855-660-4261, and we'll be right back.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Alli-C or Alli-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When disaster hits and mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video over 1 million people have viewed to discover the 37 food items that will sell out first when disaster strikes at 123survivalplan.com.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest is the outstanding Steve Maisley, and he's just done so many great things, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show with me, Steve. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know there are better things you could do on a Sunday.
No, this is great. It's a beautiful day out here, and I'm sitting here in the sun, and yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Yay, I'm glad it's sunny there. You live in a beautiful part of the world, and I just love visiting my daughter there. And we're going to get together the next time I'm in town, so I'm looking forward to that. Say, one of the things that I would love you to talk about is the soil food web. Tell us what that is and how you amplify, and I love the word amplify, the soil food web to feed plants.
Well, the soil food web is just the organisms that are present in the soil, and that includes all of the things, the little shredding organisms that break leaves down, and that is the bacteria and the fungi that break down all the materials all the dead plant materials into humus and compounds that plants can use. So if you're using chemical fertilizers, you're using like a nitrate salt, like Miracle-Gro, which is just sort of the pure essence of nitrogen. And it's easy to overdo that and to burn the organisms in the soil. But if you're growing things organically, you have to do it by adding good high-quality organic matter and compost to the soil. And we talked about when you add compost, you're not just adding the nutrients from the pile, you're adding the biodiversity from the pile. So what happens is all of these, bacteria are like little bags of fertilizer. And then other organisms will eat the bacteria. And when they eat the bacteria, they secrete basically nitrate nitrogen and back into the soil. So all of the predators in the soil ecosystem, the nematodes and the paramecia and the amoebas and all of those things that are in the solution swimming around in the soil when there's water in the soil, All of those things are, you know, eating other organisms and excreting into the environment. And roots are really, roots are just covered with trillions of organisms. Plants do, plants actually encourage this. They pump sugars and starches out into the soil to encourage these big population booms of bacteria and fungi. And then predators come around and eat these organisms, and then they secrete the nitrogen right at the root zone of your plant. So it's like having little, you know, trillions of little bags of fertilizer that are being released by the predator, by the ecosystem. So with organic gardening, you have to, there has to be a way of converting the organic nutrients into actual inorganic compounds that the plants can pick up. And that is done by the soil food web.
I love the way you talk. It's so inspiring. And, you know, you're talking about a multiverse of life that's going on below the soil that most of us don't have a clue that is going on. It's just amazing, all the little interactions and the activity that's going on to make a healthy plant and vice versa, that interaction, that symbiotic
Well, the thing that, you know, plants recruit allies, both on their leaf surfaces and through the soil. They put, some plants put 20 or 30% of the energy that they derive from the sun into making starches and sugars that they just pump out into the soil or onto their leaf surface, and then that encourages populations of beneficial bacteria and fungi that keep out plant pathogens. Or they either keep them out or actually, you know, prey on them. So the plant is an active thing. People think of plants, they're sitting there, they're not doing anything. No, they're always changing. They're always moving. If something munches on a plant, it can't feel that it's being munched on, but it can detect the metabolites of itself in the saliva of the bugs that are munching it. And then it'll mount a chemical defense against that. It'll change the leaf chemistry so that it'll make it bitter for that pest or something like that. So that's how plants mount their defenses. Plants aren't just passive. They're really very active in the soil.
You know, I love that you're enlightening us about that, because I think a lot of people don't realize that, as you say, there's a whole symphony of things going on, and plants are reacting constantly to the environment above and below. And I love this whole idea of that they even can create their own defenses against pests. That's
pretty
amazing.
Well, they recruit allies. They recruit allies by the what they pump out onto their leaves, the sugars and starches, and what they pump out through their roots. And a lot of that is just they recruit organisms that take up, that just occupy the space so plant pathogens can't take over. And another thing about, you know, pathogens, a lot of plant pathogens are really weak competitors. If they have competition, they don't do well. So if you, like in a fumigated soil, there's no competition at all, but the first thing that comes back after they fumigate the soil are the pathogens, because they have no competition.
You're so right. And that's why we don't want to fumigate our soil, right?
Oh yeah, what a stupid practice.
Yeah, but they still do that all the time.
Strawberries.
Floriculture, it just goes on and on and on. So, you know, I love talking about what's going on below the soil. One of the things, though, that I know that's near and dear to your heart is container gardening. And we just have a couple of minutes here before we go off the air again. But you say you can't get more local than your own balcony, deck, or backyard. So let's address that a little bit. I'd love to hear how you help people grow with container growing. And I know you also use the soil food web as part of that whole process.
Yeah, it's just I build the fertilizers into the soil when I make the potting mix. And it's mainly just adding a very high quality compost. And I also use a lot of worm castings. I have a worm bin on my deck, and I run most of my kitchen scraps through the worm bin. And then I grow salads in salad trays. And if anybody wants to see photos of this, I have kind of a regular updated page on my Facebook page. It's Facebook, www.facebook.com/growitorganically, one word. But that's I do updates, regular updates from my balcony farm so people can see what I'm doing there. And right now all of the photos on my website are actually down. I found a system bug, unfortunately. So if you go to my website, you're going to just see a lot of captions that say click photo to enlarge. And I hope you go back and look at it sometime because I've got a lot of really nice photos on there. But the balcony farm photos, you can go and see it at my Facebook page. The idea is that it's the same thing with gardening, though. You feed the soil to feed the plants. So you add a lot of nutrients to the system at the beginning, and then I also have live worms in all of my potted vegetables and salad trays because you're going to get them if you use worm castings, fresh worm castings. And the worms are like the top of the ecosystem. They're really good at converting. You know, they eat all the bacteria and fungi that are breaking down the organic matter in the soil, and then they secrete that nitrate nitrogen into the soil. So that's how I fertilize, is by, you know, using worm castings and good compost in the potting mixes.
Well, and I love the way you have it set up so that you've got your worm bin right there where you're actually doing your container gardening. And so you've got this perfect setup so the scraps go into the worm bin, the worms go ahead, feed, then you've got the castings, and that goes into the mix, and, you know, it's such a perfect setup.
And the leachate from the bins I use as a liquid fertilizer on my peppers and eggplants and things like that, too. And then you can also use the roots of the lettuces are fantastic for worms. Whenever I harvest a salad tray, I take all the roots and run it through the worm bin, and then there'll be this mass of roots on the top, and if I open the bin the next day, there you'll see hundreds of worms just moving through the roots. Because that roots, again, it's the plant pumps all these sugars and starches out into the soil to encourage bacterial and fungal populations. And then the worms, that's what they're eating. They're not eating the scraps. They're eating the bacteria and fungi that are eating the scraps.
That's the way it works. And we're going to have to take another quick break. When we get back, though, we're going to be talking about some more of this amazing stuff that we've been talking about. And do take a look at the website, and we'll be right back. Don't go away.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant, and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for this spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, Easy, E-A-S-Y, which stands for Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. My guest today is the passionate Steve Maisley, and we've been having a great conversation about all of the wonderful things that your website has to offer. And give us that web address one more time, Steve, please.
Well, the main website is www.growitorganically.com, and you can do it as one word or hyphen with hyphens between. But I've also got a Facebook page that's Facebook, www.facebook.com/growitorganically, one word. And the Facebook page has other photos. It's kind of a work in progress that shows things as they're developing on the balcony farm and also out at my garden.
It's a beautiful website, and one of the things
it is when the photos are there.
I just thought you're trying to hide from me. That's all. When I went to the website, I was like, wow, no pictures.
Oh, geez, it has been almost a week. I've been on, it's a, tech support nightmare.
We understand.
Yeah.
Everyone understands. Just about the time that you think you've got it all handled, something happened.
Oh, and I told them that I had the radio show coming up this week, too, and I just said, this has got to be fixed before the radio show. And, of course, with promises, and it never materialized.
Well,
they'll get it fixed eventually. There is one page there that actually has photos, and it's the attracting beneficial insects page.
Well, that's an important page to have, though. So
yeah, well, I put the notification that I was going to be on this radio show on there, and that's when the system crashed.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say this: it is a wonderful website. If, for those of you who are listening, and you want to know how do you grow the best tomatoes, how do you grow the best lettuce, how do you grow the best herbs, he has an amazing assortment. You just click on each of the different things that you want to grow, and he gives you all the tips. I mean, it's really nicely put together, and I was learning some stuff too. So I mean, just talking about tomatoes, if you want to grow those big beefsteak tomatoes, you're going to have a lot of sunlight and a longer growing season. And if you don't have that, you can grow cherry tomatoes. So, I mean, just little things like that will give, whether you're an experienced gardener or just starting off, that website really does it for everybody. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, I put a lot of work into it, and it's a labor of love, though, too. I really enjoy it.
That's what it's all about, the labor of love. Say, one of the things that I really love is edible landscaping, and we don't talk enough about it. I'd love you to spend a little bit of time telling us about edible landscaping and what a pleasure it is to be able to pick something that not only is can go into your kitchen and you can cook with it or eat it raw, but it looks beautiful too in the garden. It's part of your yard. So let's hear something about that.
Well, this is, you know, vegetables are beautiful actually. When you think about it, a lot of the plants, like, you know, lettuces and things, you could use lettuces as a bedding plant. Mix them in with flowers, and it's these nice little rosettes of foliage. And peppers and eggplants, they're just beautiful plants. They have this kind of gorgeous fountain shape and all the fruit hanging like ornaments in a tree. And with the idea behind edible landscaping is that you mix ornamental and edible plants. As long as they have similar water requirements, you can mix peppers and roses, for instance, or eggplants and peppers and roses. And it's inspired by Rosalind Creasy, was the person who really pushed this years and years ago. And she spent a lot of time in Italy, and they didn't have separate vegetable gardens. They had, everything was tied in. The tomatoes were right there next to the roses and the bougainvillea and all of that. So it doesn't have to, you don't have to have a dedicated vegetable patch. You can put things, edibles in among your ornamental plants. And I always think, you know, in California we have to pay for water, and you might as well get something for your water. Come on. And there's the other thing is you're not getting there's no petrochemical costs here. There's no nothing going on. You don't have to spend any money on, you know, oil for transportation, going to the store, and you're watering. Usually, if you're using a drip system and mulches and everything, it's much more efficient than an agricultural system. So you're much more efficient on water, you're much more efficient on fuel, and it's right outside your door. And you just go and pick the things at the perfect height of ripeness, just when they're perfect. And you can't get that in a store. You know, they pick things way too early and gas them with ethylene, gas the tomatoes with ethylene to turn them pink or whatever. You can just go out and pick a tomato that's ripe enough to fall into your hand, just when it's ready. Or if you want a salad, you can go out and just cut it right from the plant, right when it's at its height.
And you know what? The taste, you can't, there's no comparison. I mean, it's so disappointing to purchase from a grocery store. Even though it's, you know, you're buying organic produce, it just does, oh my Lord, they're not even, it's so not even close.
Yeah, you know, well, I've had lettuces. I'll cut lettuces, and if you cut lettuce in the morning when it's cool and still really succulent, and you wash it right away and spin it and put it in a plastic bag with a paper towel, and put it in the refrigerator, I pulled the lettuces, bags of lettuce out like that after 3 weeks, and I thought this is going to be blue and gooey, but it's still better than anything I could buy in the supermarket at 3 weeks, as long as it's processed quickly and chilled quickly. That's at 3 weeks, and then if you eat it right away, it just melts in your mouth.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the Brix is so much higher, and anything with a high Brix, high sugar content certainly will not rot. It will dehydrate, and that's been my experience too. That I can, you know, go pick something from the garden, bring it exactly what you do, and you go back of. If it were from the grocery store, forget it. It would have been rotten and disgusting and tasteless. But from your own garden, though, it just lasts so much longer and it tastes so much better. And I love the edible landscaping idea. I love the way you described it because it adds additional beauty to what's already beautiful out there.
Oh yeah, and I love the look. When I look at the peppers on hanging on a plant, big red ripe bull's horn peppers or something. It's just delightful. They're beautiful plants, and it's to me. There's no, if I see them next to roses, it makes me happy. I don't think that why do they have vegetables here? This should be a rose bed. No, it's just, you know, it's a treat for the eye and for the palate.
I love it. Treat for the eye and the palate. And You know, but it always comes down to that. I mean, we love the beauty of what we grow. We love the beauty of what we get to eat also. It's all about that, and nothing more satisfying, in my opinion. Say, we've got a couple minutes left before we have to go off the air. What's your message to our listeners today? What is it that you want them to know and experience? So let us have your, what is the thing that you want people to know that you're the most passionate about?
Well, I would say, you know, just pay very close attention when you're in your garden. Look at everything. Examine it and learn from your garden. Your garden can teach you. You know, the health of the leaves of the plant can teach you, okay, am I watering enough? There's all kinds of things you can learn by just observation. And then play around with some of these beneficial insect reservoirs. Do some potted coriander and dill that you can move around. Put some beneficial insect plants in around the perimeter. Mix these things into your flower beds. And the Arbico plant mix sounds like a really good mix, by the way. So I would just watch your garden, learn from your garden, and especially if you start planting for beneficials, you'll see all kinds of insects come in. A lot of them are really small. But you'll see just a big influx of insects. And the idea is you want to have lots of insects, many kinds of insects, but not too many of any one kind. Because then you've got a balanced ecosystem. You have to have some pest insects because they're the food of predators and the incubators of parasitoid wasps. So you don't be afraid of having insects in your garden. You're going to anyway. You have a diversity of insects. Plant plants to encourage a diversity of insects. And if you go to the Attracting Beneficial Insects page on my website, there's a list of some plants that really work well for attracting insects too.
That's one of my most favorite topics. You know, we take this all the way out into the farms. What works for the balcony, the little porch, into the garden, and goes right out into the big farms. And I know we talked a little bit about bio-oases, but we're going to be having to go now. So I want to thank Steve Maisley for joining me. Thank you, Steve. You're just wonderful. And we're going to be back next week with another great guest and another great show. As always, please make it an easy organic work, making it EASY. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry. Make it environmentally and sustainably yours.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.